Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Comprehension, yes. Are you ready for Pillow Talk? After all, it is a witching hour, and it's time to listen to my voice that turns you on whenever you listen to my stories. Yes, baby. Are my stories about you, or are they just fantasies that come from the naughty, salty vixen mind? Oh, you know that you created me, your plaything, your virtual mistress, and I love being there for you. Yes, baby, you know how much I love to turn you on with my words. And now, it is time to turn off the lights and put your hands on your beautiful cock. Yes, baby, and rub it for me. Up and down. Oh, yes, stroke it, baby. I want to imagine you jerking off to the sound of my voice. Will you do that, please? And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Are you ready for Salty Vixen's Pillow Talk at the Witching Hour? Oh, I know you do, baby. Let's begin. He is tall and soft-spoken. Well, when he speaks, he makes me quiet when I'm around him. When we were in the elevator together, I had to tear my eyes away from the outline of his cock against his pants. His body is beautiful and perfect. His eyes are blue. His hair is brown with a touch of gray. He has most of it, which is unusual for someone his age. I am certain that he has no idea what I am thinking as I watch him. He doesn't know how much I want to taste his lips, to smell him, to feel his arms around me. No, he can't imagine what I'm thinking. I reach out to touch him softly on the arm. He looks surprised, but smiles slightly. I look into his eyes and I rest my hand on his forearm. Yes, his arm is so much stronger than mine. My hand looks frail against him. He doesn't move, carefully waiting to see where I go. My left hand traces a line down the breast of his shirt, teasing a button on the way down. He inhales. Oh yes, I feel his chest expand. He exhales slowly as my hand moves with his breathing. We are still for a moment like that, our bodies finding their own concert even while we are hesitant. My right hand moves up timidly to stroke the skin of his upper arm. His beautiful blue eyes hold his smile as he bends to touch his lips to mine. Oh yes, baby. He kisses me sweetly, and our bodies move closer together. His lips are soft at first, but my need begins to overtake me, and I am less sweet in my response. My lips part as he presses down. His tongue seeks mine. My hands moved around to feel his back. Oh, he is incredibly strong. I feel his muscles under the fabric of his shirt as he enfolds me in his arms. I have lost the sense of where we are. His kisses are all that I know in this very moment. My hands move down his back to his waist. His move from my back to my sides, brushing against my double deep breasts. Oh, I'm whimpering from what now? He strokes one nipple through my blouse. Ah, yes. And I break from his kiss to look at him. Oh, his eyes glitter. He is in want now, too. Oh, yes. He reaches to my skirt and pulls it up so he can touch my thigh. Oh, this is awkward. We don't have many options in this small office. And he will not be denied, though. He lifts me onto the bookcase and kisses me. His hands above my blouse. Oh, yes, and dispense what's underneath. God, I love it when he touches me. Oh, yes, baby. I lean against the wall and drop my shoes to the floor as he lowers his mouth to my breast. Ah, feels good. Yes, baby. He is slow and paying careful attention as his lips and tongue work their way over my breast. Yes, baby, feels good. Oh, I love it when your tongue licks them. Yes, he suckles my nipples while he hitches my skirt up and my hand reaches for him. Oh, I so want to touch him. He chuckles because I can't reach him, teasing me. Plenty of time for that, he whispers. He kneels below me and his hands explore my thighs. He discovers my dark hose and at my thigh and laughs delightedly. He doesn't pull them off. Oh, he just pushes my legs apart and strokes a wet spot on my panties. Yes. Oh, feels good, baby. Don't stop. Oh, I love when you touch me there. Yes, baby. He grins and looks up at me. Oh, you're wet down there, he says, playfully. He reaches for the scissors on his desk and with a glint in his eye. Oh, I recall in mock fear, and then he laughs. Oh, don't worry, he says. I know exactly what I'm doing. The scissors disappear beneath my skirt, and I feel them carefully cut away the cloth. Yes, the scissors and taters of cloth come out from under my skirt. His head returns to where they were. He doesn't let me see what he's doing, using the edge of my skirt to cover his wanton activity. Oh, yes, his tongue flicks against my clit and teases my cunt. Yes. Don't stop. Oh, yes, feels good. Yes. I am streaming wet and weak with want. After he has finished playing, he reappears, and he is less playful now, and I can see that in his eyes. Oh, yes, baby. He rises before me and locks my gaze as I hear a zipper. Yes, that beautiful, big, thick cock comes out to play. Oh God, it's very erect. I love his cock. Yes, I do. He pulls me forward slightly, and my breathing is shallow, and I can't take my eyes from his.
Yes, baby. Oh, give me that cock.
I need that cock. I need to worship that cock. He glides it all the way inside me in one
long stroke. Oh, yes, baby. Yes.
He continues to watch me as he uses those powerful legs to satisfy his need. Yes, baby. He holds my legs and,
yes, fucks me slowly. Oh, God. Yes. I love that cock.
I can't believe his control, and my orgasm starts to overtake me, and I clamp down on his private.
Yes, baby, I'm coming.
He thrusts inside me harder now. Oh God, yes. Oh God, keep fucking me, baby, keep fucking me. His breathing comes in gasps, and his lips are parted, and then he jams his cock all the way inside me, and I see that look of pleasure mixed with pain.
Yes, give me that cock. Give it to me. Oh, fuck me badly, baby. Yes.
Oh, I love that look on his face, and his cum warms me.
Yes, he came inside me, yes, and fills me.
As always, my cunt celebrates his orgasm, and I orgasm in applause, and making him come.
I'm orgasming again. Yes, baby.
I lean against the wall and close my eyes. Surely, now he knows exactly what I am thinking. Worshipping his cock. Yes, baby. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Yes, baby. Stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.